So thank you for the instruction, and also I should thank the other speakers for setting the table for me, so I don't have to mention all the details about convolutional neural networks. So I work as a part of the project grant SmartArt, which is a collaboration in between the Imperial College, King's College, Queen's Mary University, and Oxford University, as Wenjia. So Wenjia just gave a brief introduction of the segmentation processes in the SmartArt project. I will be focusing on the quality assessment part of the project. High quality medical images are a prerequisite for high diagnostic accuracy. So low quality images can result in errors for image analysis mechanisms. So there is a need for high quality images for medical image assessment. There are wide range of artifacts present in medical images. Two of them are visualized in this slide. Here you have a bleeding artifact at the mid of the acquisition, and this red arrow shows the blurring at the image. Here you see the high quality image of the same acquisition. One other example is given below for the four-chamber cardiac MRI acquisition. Here aorta is present, which is not a desirable case for four-chamber cardiac MR images. So manually figuring out and classifying these error cases one by one is a tedious task. So there is a need for automatic quality assessment tools. And with the successful deployment of such tools, automatic cardiac MR planning can be achieved. So I am going to mention two cardiac MR quality issues today. First of them is the off-axis acquisitions of the four-chamber cardiac MR images. When acquired from the wrong axis, you can see this five-chamber look of the acquisition, and the aorta is present, which challenges the atrial analysis. Another issue is motion-related artifacts. This can be caused by bleeding, mistriggering, or arrhythmia in the subject. Here you see a good quality acquisition, dynamic cardiac MRI acquisition, and here you see the blurriness of the structure. One implication of such issues is the challenges in the segmentation where you don't have appropriate borders. One other issue which I will not cover today but which is significant is not fully covered acquisitions in third dimension. So there can be a missing apex or basal slice in the acquisition. So four-chamber SINE cardiac MR images aim to show all four chambers clearly, as pointed out here. Basically, they are tailor-made for atrial analysis, and left and right atrial analysis can be achieved with them. Good quality images can also aid the right ventricular and left ventricular analysis, alongside with short-axis images. So in order to plan the four-chamber images, there is a need to use the two-chamber and short-axis images. An appropriate angle needs to be defined on short-axis images to correctly acquire the four-chamber image. Extra care needs to be taken in defining these lines to not including the aorta. So mistakes in such planning can lead to wrong off-axis images. And this can be recognized by the five-chamber look, then again, here, with the presence of the aorta. This is on purpose done in echo images to track the flow, but in MR acquisitions, this is not a desired case. The left ventricular outflow tract is the name of this part here, is present in this type of wrongly planned images. The presence of LVOT leads to erroneous results for left and right atrial analysis. Automatic LVOT image detection can ensure high diagnostic quality for four-chamber images. We propose a method to classify good planned and LVOT images. So the proposed framework consists of using a CNN for LVOT detection, and there are three main steps. We first normalize the contrast of the CMR image in between 0 and 1. Then we use the region of interest extraction algorithm to extract the four chambers of the image. Finally, we use a CNN image classification method in order to classify the high quality versus low quality images. Given a full CMR image, what we do is we first normalize the image in between 0 and 1. Since the images, the dimensions vary in between each other, we propose to use a template matching based region of interest extraction algorithm. Our goal is to end up with a 64 by 64 region of interest. We use a normalized cross-correlation based template matching algorithm. We average 100 MR images which are independent from LVOT detection algorithm validation dataset, and average them in order to generate our template. The extracted region consists of segmentation of left and right atria. Currently, we use manual segmentations on the separate dataset to determine this template, but this step could be easily replaced with an automatic segmentation algorithm. So the proposed network consists of five layers as illustrated in this figure. The architecture of our network follows the simple design of a LANET architecture. The first layer is a convolutional layer, which filters the input with 32 kernels, each of size 5x5. In the convolutional layer, the locally normalized patches are convolved with 32 filters. Each filter generates a feature map. After each convolutional layer, a rectifier layer unit non-linearity activation is used. We then apply pooling on each feature map to reduce the filter responses to a lower dimension. We apply dropout with a probability of 0.5 at all convolutional layers, and after first fully connected layer, we enforce regularization. At the end, we have two dense layers in order to end up with an output that is consisting of a good quality and a LVOT classification score. We evaluated our algorithm on a sub-cohort of UK Biobank dataset, which consists of 123 correctly planned four-chamber CNMR acquisitions and 123 four-chamber acquisitions which included LVOT. So as a result of poor planning. Five temporal frames of each sequence were used to increase the amount of training data. This adds up to 615 examples for each class. We compared our algorithm with the following techniques: k-nearest neighbors, linear SVMs, decision tree, random forest, Adabus, naive Bayesian, and quadratic discriminant analysis, which are the state-of-the-art classification techniques. The experimental results show that even a simple CNN-based architecture is capable of identifying the presence of LVOT with high accuracy compared to state-of-the-art techniques. Our method achieved around 80% accuracy compared to the competitors Adabus and Linear SVM, which is around 70%. One interesting comparison is in between the augmentation and without augmentation, which I will try to touch in the second part of my talk further. Here we are using translational and rotational augmentations, so basically translating and rotating these images to enrich our dataset. And this gives us around 83% accuracy. The figure on the right side is an interesting one for the purposes of this workshop, because the generalizability ability of the neural networks has been touched by the previous speakers. Here we visualize the attention maps of the network for those two images. Basically, these are the gradients of the last layer of the network, and they address where the emphasis is put in order to make the classification. On the top image, we can see the emphasis is on the aortic region, so the classification is done according to the high gradients in the aorta region. The same can be also said for the good quality image. The emphasis is in the distinction in between the atrial chambers, which shows a good quality image for four chamber acquisitions. Now I want to move on to motion related issues, namely breeding, mis-triggering arrhythmia artifacts, and deep learning mechanisms to detect those type of artifacts. So just a brief introduction on dynamic cardiac MRI acquisition. Since the constant cardiac motion challenges acquisition, ECG gating is used by attaching electrodes to determine the heart rhythm of the ECG signal. Portions of the case space are acquired at different heartbeats, and thanks to ECG information, they are fused to generate full case space of the patient. So basically, the acquisition is done in case space domain, frame by frame, and the ECG signal is used in order to guide the process to generate the full MR acquisitions. But for some phases, there might be misalignments with the acquisition and the ECG signal. The images from different phases of the cardiac cycle will be averaged, and this blurry image will be the output. If you want to freeze the images, we can see the difference in between them. Where we see a clear border of the myocardium in the good quality case, and the contrast in between the left ventricular blood pool and myocardial region is lower in the motion artifact case. So our data set here consists of 3,465 subjects, out of which only 105 of them have the artifacts that I already mentioned you about. These artifacts cover different types of issues, such as arrhythmia, which is a condition of the patient, or bleeding, which is also caused by the patient during acquisition, or mis-triggering, which can happen due to the fact that the ECG electrodes are not correctly placed during the cardiac acquisition. One has to emphasize that there is a huge data imbalance for the learning problem here. So in order to address the data imbalance problem, there is a variety of approaches we can take. So one obvious solution is in machine learning literature is to collect more data for underrepresented class. In our case, motion artifact cases. But for medical data, this is expensive already, and there is no additional value in collecting low quality images. One other solution might be deleting some subjects from the overrepresented class of high quality images, which we have done already in the previous problem of LVOT detection. But this has the problem of not using the data to the fullest for the learning problem. Here we are proposing to use synthetic data in order to balance the classes. We are proposing to generate realistic synthetic examples to increase the underrepresented class samples. Traditionally, in computer vision literature, you can add more data just by augmentation techniques, fundamentally translation, rotation, or scaling. But in MR acquisition, this problem source from the case space acquisition. So we want to generate case space corrupted data in order to increase the amount of the low underrepresented class for our problem. In the UK Biobank dataset was acquired using Cartesian sampling, and we also follow a similar Cartesian sampling strategy to generate synthetic but realistic motion artifacts. What we do is we first transform each frame of the sequence to the case space using Fourier transform, and then we mix and match lines of the frame we want to corrupt using the frame the case space lines coming from different frames. For the purposes of this test, we are changing one of three lines of the case space in order to achieve the corruption mechanism. But you can also do even more aggressive corruptions. Here you see changing the different number of lines and how they influence the original image you can generate. So at this end, there is no corruption. Here we make a slight corruption, and at the furthest end, we ended up with the lowest quality image. This is of particular interest for generating low quality image for segmentation problems. And also here we compare a good quality image, a motion artifact image from the real dataset, and a k-space corrupted image we generate. For this problem, we are using a three-dimensional convolutional neural network. By definition, motion artifact problem is related to time component of the images. So we are borrowing this network architecture for the video classification problem in order to end up with the good quality or artifact class classification. And we are using 80 by 80 regions for the purposes of this problem. If we have a look at the results, we compared our algorithm then again with a variety of classification approaches. But this time, we have added two blur detection algorithms from the literature, namely variation of the Laplacians and naturalness image quality evaluator. These two methods end up with scores for the blurriness of the images, and we added SVMs in order to classify the images at the end. The experimental results show that CNN-based architecture is capable of identifying the presence of motion artifacts with high accuracy. But as you see, all methods are giving high accuracy due to the highly imbalanced nature of the problem. Here, the recall results are more telling, which underline the number of true positives in the classification performance. To conclude, we have proposed CNN-based techniques for identifying left ventricular outflow tract presence and motion artifact detection. We have shown that novel and realistic data augmentation techniques can aid the performance of the neural networks, such as the k-space based data augmentation scheme. We have shown that neural networks can not only achieve high accuracy, but also high recall in the detection of low quality images. As I try to underline, there might be some implications for the segmentation as a future work of this problem. We are able to generate corrupted images in order to enrich the data pool for the segmentation. There is also a path to deploy these mechanisms during the acquisition to end up with flags for low quality images, and also define the correct orientations for defining the view planes automatically. Our goal is to validate these approaches in the 10,000 CMR images which UK Bank is about to make public. One other issue is of interest is looking at mistriggering arrhythmia and also breathing cases separately in order to increase the performance in the correction part of the approaches. With this, I want to, and also we want to address other CMR quality issues, as I mentioned, the low coverage of the 3D. And with this, I conclude my presentation. I want to thank all my collaborators who participated immensely to this work. And thank you for your attention.
So for the training and the test data,
yeah,
do you have the same imbalance?
So in the second problem you are mentioning, because in the first problem we didn't have the imbalance.
Yeah, but so for the second problem, where yeah. You
So basically, this is a tenfold cross-validation setup. So during training only, we add this additional augmented images in order to balance the classes during training. But in the testing data, we have the imbalance. So during the training, actually, we don't have the imbalance because we are using these mechanisms in order to add to the underrepresented class.
But I would expect to get the better performance when you've got the same imbalance in the test and the training data.
Yeah, but if the problem with that is if you overrepresent one class, the network tends to classify everything in that class due to the categorical cross entropy loss we are using. Maybe one idea coming out of that is another loss function, a more involved hybrid loss function, might be helpful for such a problem. That I agree with, actually.
Okay.
Thank you. one question on, so if you're talking about the problem of like binary, so you want to know good quality or artifact, wouldn't it be maybe more natural to think, especially in the context of class evidence, to think about it as an abnormality detection problem? So you basically say, I have my good quality scans, right? Mm-hmm. And you train only a model that learns how a good quality scan looks like. And you flag anything up that does look abnormal, but you don't, then you don't have the class imbalance.
That's true and somewhat false, because you end up with a lot of abnormalities in the data set too. So they might be flagged for specific classes too. They might be attached to the specific classes too. One other issue is now our labels as such. So we have a 0-1 label mechanism. But one thing that can add to the value of this approach is ranking the images. So you can basically have more than two classes, and you can rank them according to the quality of the images. And if given as a flag on during the acquisition, this might help the technician to address the quality issues on the spot, because this can, as the others already mentioned, work in under 1 second. The output can be given in under 1 second.
In one of the data sets, you said there are 3,000 good ones.
Yes.
And 100 with artifacts.
Yes.
What did you detect?
We have an expert cardiologist with him. We sat down together and tried to define, also according to those classes, the mis-triggering one, arrhythmia one, and breathing one, there are slight differences in the way they look. And we sat down together with him, and we looked at them one by one.
That's quite time consuming to do that,
yeah. Yeah, so we try to replace this as such, yeah.
There are no more questions. Let's thank Ilkay again and all the other speakers of the session.